presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 12, 1114 America, New York, Alameda, FTX executives are said to have known FTX was using customer funds. Alameda Research CEO and senior FTX officials are said to have known that FTX had lent its customers money to Alameda to help it meet its liabilities.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 12, 1059 America, New York, Walmart is flexing its muscle again. The largest U.S. retailer and other industry giants are taking an increasingly aggressive stance with suppliers as the economy slows. The world has turned.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
November 12, 1046 America, New York, Calculus, Self-Interest, and Good Intentions. The key to prosperous societies is the institution of an arrangement whereby members who engage in self-interested behavior often, perhaps even unwittingly, end up advancing the welfare of the rest of the members as well.
New York Times Business.
November 12, 1039 America, New York, flight is diverted when passenger is seen with box cutter, airline says. A Cincinnati to Tampa flight landed in Atlanta, where a man who had threatened to stab people on the plane was taken into custody, an airport spokesman said. A Frontier Airlines plane in Miami in 2021.
New York Times Business. November 12, 949 America, New York, FTX investigating possible hack hours after bankruptcy filing. Researchers document $473 million in suspicious transfers from the cryptocurrency exchange. The cryptocurrency exchange FTX, which filed for bankruptcy on Friday, was a major sports sponsor.
Daily FX Market News.
November 12, 7 o'clock America, New York, U.S. dollar outlook turns bearish as slowing inflation may further weigh on yields. The U.S. dollar could extend its near-term correction as slowing U.S. inflation could keep Treasury yields biased to the downside as traders reprice lower the path of monetary policy.
Global economy.
November 12, 6 o'clock America, New York, the global housing market is heading for a brutal downturn. A pandemic-induced property boom peaked at the end of 2021, but the sector is now braced for the broadest slowdown since the financial crash. New York Times Business.
November 12, 5 o'clock America, New York, the bike thieves of Burlington, Vermont. A hunt for stolen goods has put citizens and business owners in the center of a debate about policing and a growing, sometimes violent, problem with crime.
Daily FX Market News.
November 12, 1 o'clock America, New York, cryptocurrency meltdown pauses after FTX and Alameda implosion. Two of the biggest names in the cryptocurrency market, FTX and Alameda, may be worthless now after revealing losses running into billions of U.S. dollars.
Marginal Revolution.
November 12, 023 America, New York, Redix, my CWT with SBF. I won't indent. Cowan, I have some crypto questions for you. Is there, in fact, any way to coherently regulate stablecoins? I see what the proposals say, it's all about capital requirements, deposit insurance, treated as a bank account, like a new kind of money market fund.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. November 12, 00 America, New York, the U.S. electric system asks customers for help avoiding blackouts. As the grid becomes more unstable, officials are compensating industrial and residential customers to curb usage during times of peak stress.
Daily FX Market News.
November 11, 1900 America, New York, S&P 500 run looks to earnings, dollar tumble to rate forecasts, Bitcoin to market stability. The market received a broad jolt of volatility this past week from U.S. indices to the dollar pairs to cryptocurrencies. Seasonal expectations may support hope for a return to quiet, but there are plenty of open-ended issues and key event risk on tap to keep markets off keel.
BBC News Business. November 11, 1717 America, New York, Autumn Statement. BBC experts on six ways the plan could affect you. BBC correspondents share what could come up in the economic plan and what it could mean for you.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
November 11, 1711 America, New York, he who seeks revenge digs two graves. When I was a kid growing up in Boissevain, Manitoba, my mother would occasionally send me to the bakery to get bread. I was about five at the time but able to read.
Marginal Revolution.
November 11, 1409 America, New York, The Wisdom of David Brooks. Performative populism has begun to ebb. Twitter doesn't have the hold on the media class it had 2 years ago. Peak wokeness has passed. There seem to be fewer cancellations recently, and less intellectual intimidation.
Global economy.
November 11, 1315 America, New York. Shrinking UK economy highlights challenge for Jeremy Hunt. Germany set to drag EU into recession. China eases pandemic restrictions, crypto crisis.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
November 11, 1220 America, New York. Politicians' self-interest and dishonesty. Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal published excerpts of the forthcoming memoirs of Mike Pence. We may suspect that the former vice president has yielded to the human temptation of making oneself look more endearing rather than less.
BBC News Business.
November 11, 1153 America, New York. Warning lights flash, as more workers seek help, says Citizens Advice. The number of people in work seeking crisis support from Citizens Advice has more than doubled since 2020.
Global economy.
November 11, 1136 America, New York. UK interest rates already higher than needed, says Bo policymaker. Monetary policy tighter than required to curb inflation, argues external MPC member Silvana Tenrero.
Marginal revolution. November 11, 1132 America, New York. Friday assorted links. 1. New Encetalis results. What is the P of life there? 0.7? 2. Russia's grinding mobilization. 3. Does walking help you generate ideas? Speculative. 4. What next for the Federalist Society?
BBC News Business.
November 11, 1007 America, New York, FTX, crypto firm collapses into bankruptcy. Sam Bankman-Fried also stepped down as chief executive, capping a tumultuous week for the firm.